Kelly here. The I Beg to Differ debate tournament is live on Nigeria Info.
Our moderators are impeccable jurists. I'm great timekeeper.
I'm here to support the motion.
To oppose the motion, we say.
In this age of computer, internet, and social media, teaching Nigerian language in our schools will put Nigerians at risk.
Out of over 100 auditions, 16 secondary school students from all over Lagos have been chosen.
I hereby oppose the motion with this following point of mine.
The of language to people is all illustrated in the Bible story about the Tower of Babel. God has
to regulate social media means to give access, power to the government for them to control and determine the content.
Tune in to hear the leaders of tomorrow debate the questions of today. One winner, 1 million naira, with your moderator, Sandra Ezekwesili. Starts on Monday, 8th of November to Thursday, 25th November 2021. It airs from Monday to Wednesdays at 4 p.m. and Thursdays at 5 p.m. For advertising, sponsorship, and partnership, contact us at 0703-498-4352. That is 0703-498-4352.
It's time for the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. Who will take the last semi-final spot? Dum, dum, dum. We're about to find out. Today's the fourth and last quarterfinal. The winner returns next week for a chance to debate in the final on Thursday, November 25th, 2020, and win 1 million naira. But that's not the only prize up for grabs. We have our first sponsor. Yay. I wish I had the shakery thing so I could shake it, but I'll just give them a round of applause because it's fantastic what they're doing. So we have our first sponsor, Obiwizi.com. Obiwizi.com is Nigeria's home of new and pre-owned gadgets, offering customers at affordable prices, offering warranty, offering repairs, advisory, after-sales service, the works. And they've also offered prices for the top three finishers. The second runner-up gets a JBL Bluetooth speaker and a Perodo smartwatch valued at 118,000 naira. The first runner-up gets the latest Nintendo Switch OLED valued at 257,000 naira. And the champion will receive an all-in-one desktop with an HP DeskJet 2710 printer and Bluegate UPS valued at 373,000 naira. That's in addition to the 1 million naira cash prize from Nigeria Info FM Lagos. If you're watching our live stream right now, you can see Obiwizi's logo on our screens. They're supporting this, they're sponsoring this, and we're very grateful to them. We are very thankful for this. Also, thank you to our partner, Wazobia Max TV. If you miss this debate live, you can catch up on TV, Wazobia Max TV, from 4:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. They are on DSTV channel 259. They're also on terrestrial TV. So if you don't have cable TV, you can just tune to UHF 57 and watch this debate. And on the weekends, you can watch it again, because there's a difference between listening via your radio and actually watching the kids do it live. 3:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. on the weekend on Wazobia Max TV. Thank you to Wazobia Max for sponsoring this, for partnering with us to bring this to your homes. Sponsorship opportunities are still available. Just reach out to us on Nigeria Info if you want to be a part of this amazing tournament. The next one is going to be live in April 2022, so we can start planning now about how you can be a part of this amazing thing. Now let's debate. Here are the contestants. Our first debater is an SS student at Brookstones High School. He's 15 years old. Obunna Oguchi Agozie Isido. Welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity.
We have our second debater as well in SS1 at Vic Mob High School. She is 12 years old. Emanuela Nadi, welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you.
Now, the contestants have been told the rules, but here they are again. I'll give you a topic. One of you will be in support. One of you will oppose that topic. You will each first get 2 minutes to present your positions, and then you'll each get another 2 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points your opponents made. I will judge both rounds based on number, quality, and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation, number of opponents' points addressed, the strength of your rebuttal of each point. You need to pay attention to that last criteria, the strength of your rebuttal of each point. If your scores are tied by the time we're done with your 4 minutes each, there will be a tiebreaker round. You will switch sides. You'll have 3 minutes to debate in favor of your opponent's position. You'll be scored for all new points you make, which were missed by your opponent, and for new rebuttals to the points that you made earlier on. Now, you already know your topic. Corporal punishment should be criminalized. Now, let's decide who supports and who opposes. I'll start with my right-hand side because it's much easier. We've got oppose and support on ballot papers in my hands. I'm shaking them at the moment. Shake, 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 shake. Then you pick, Emanuela. And then Chiagozie. Of course, we're streaming this live on Facebook. Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook. Emanuela heaves a sigh. I don't know if it's relief or tension. Is it relief or tension, Emanuela?
Relief.
Okay. All right. So what did you pick?
Support.
Okay. So we have Emanuela supporting and we have Chiagozie opposing that corporal punishment should be criminalized. So this is me making my notes. Emanuela supports and Chiagozie opposes. All right. Lagos, we're streaming on YouTube as well, Nigeria Info FM. We're not going to take calls on this until they are done. So if you have thoughts, if you have comments, share them on social media. WhatsApp 080-959-75805. Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, which gives you a chance to watch both of them as they do their thing. YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Okay, now it's time for round one, the presentation round. Let's start with the motion supporter and then we'll go to the motion opposer.
Good day, I'm Ibu Madrito, panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, my co-debater, and of course, my ever-attentive audience. My name is Nadi Emanuela Amarachi, a proud and well-disciplined student of Vicmob High School. I strongly concur that the barbaric and outdated act called corporal punishment should be criminalized. Corporal punishment has a psychological effect on students, which degrades their IQ and also erodes the child's developmental growth. This also leads to low self-esteem. Corporal punishment has its neurological and it is damaging neurological effect on students, which also compromises their cognitive development and well-being, which leads to increased aggression. Corporal punishment, as stated by the American Academy for Pediatrics, is very ineffective over a long term as it leads to other negative outcomes, such as brain changes, declining in verbal ability, anxiety, aggression, and even antisocial behavior. Corporal punishment, I argue today, is very impermissible because it is linked to diminished developmental outcomes in children. I know my opponent is of implicit assumptions that corporal punishment is justified because you are not clear on the difference between discipline and corporal punishment, but that will be stated now. Corporal punishment is just a deliberate act of inflicting pain on someone and also leaving life scars on them, but discipline are moral principles guiding human behaviors. Corporal punishment is also a way of covering students' excesses. Corporal punishment can also be done in other ways rather than inflicting pains on them. Corporal punishment should not be done on children because it leaves life scars and also makes them regret why they did past things. Corporal punishment gives students the mentality that the only way of getting through things is through violence. It increases bullying because when children see that corporal punishment is applied or imposed on somebody, they try to get their way through their peers just by violence.
Thank you. Your time's up. Thank you. Well done. Put your hands together for her. She's done fantastically well. Well done, Monica. Chiagozie, your time starts now.
Corporal punishment, according to Britannica, is the infliction of pain upon a person's body for a crime committed. Did you hear that? A crime committed.
Proverbs 13 verse 24 says that if you beat your son with a rod, you hate him. But if you love him, you will be diligent to discipline him. Beating with a rod is obviously corporal punishment. The good day, moderator, judges, timekeeper, co-debater, and audience listening all over Lagos and the world. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Obunagu Chiagozie, a proud student of the prestigious Brookstone's Best Brain High School, and I'm here to stand my ground and proudly oppose the motion that says that corporal punishment should be criminalized. Humans, by birth and from nature, are stubborn and rebellious and can only be put to check if they are aware that they have an awaiting punishment for any crime committed. Mothers can explain this better. When you have a baby and you're feeding that baby, breastfeeding, what I mean by breastfeeding, and the baby bites you, what do you do to correct the baby? You spank the baby and the baby stops immediately. This definitely means that corporal punishment is done even on babies who know nothing. Now, let me move to this angle. Corporal punishment, if criminalized, will make people see reasons to commit more because they feel there is nothing hard that will be done on them due to the fact that the corporal punishment has been criminalized. Corporal punishment, according to the Bible, is known as the rod of correction and is simply love with discipline or love with an iron hand, so to speak. That means that corporal punishment is different from physical abuse. A corporal punishment is completely, entirely different from physical abuse, and that is why the government is trying to criminalize it, but it's clearly different. Spoil the rod and spare the child, or spoil the child and spare the rod. Ray Guarendi, a doctor of the Children's Hospital, says that 70% of the high performance students and employees were trained under corporal punishment when they were children. Let me remind you that the difference between disciplined children of then and the mannerless children of now is the reduction in corporal punishment use. All religions of the world, mostly the major religions, Christians, Muslims, Buddhists, Hadiths, Judaists, traditional worshippers, all strongly believe in corporal punishment and believe it is spiritually effective. Proverbs 23 verse 13 to 14 says that if you do not, beating your son will not make him die. Therefore, you will beat your son and deliver his soul from hell. By the way, I strongly support that corporal punishment should be regulated but not criminalized. There are other ways of doing things to avoid physical abuse. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well done. Good job. If you just tuned in, you're listening to I Beg to Differ, the student debate tournament. And I have on the show with me today two fire debaters. Chiagozie Isidore Obonugu is here. We also have Emanuela Nadi. Chiagozie is 15, Emanuela is 12 years old. And these contestants have just debated that corporal punishment should be criminalized. Lagos, if you have thoughts, share them with us on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. We're streaming live there. So you can actually watch the debate and listen if you'd like to do that. If you cannot watch at the moment, you can always catch up later on Wazobia Max TV. That's channel 259 on DSTV and UHF 57 on terrestrial TV. Now, remember that we're judging this debate by number, quality, and originality of unique points made, clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation, number of opponents' points addressed, the strength of your rebuttal of each point. Which brings us to the rebuttal round. This time we're going to start with the opposer, Chiagozie. Your time starts now.
My dear opponent, you mentioned IQ. Really? IQ? What does corporal punishment have to do with diminishing IQ? Normally, on a normal basis, corporal punishment helps you to correct. Remember, there's a difference between corporal punishment and abuse. It is meant to correct your brain. If you are told to do an assignment and you don't do it, your teacher punishes you and makes you understand, okay, if I don't do my assignment, I will get punished. Corporal punishment develops the brain, according to science. Mark it, take it or leave it. You also mentioned low self-esteem. Do you know that corporal punishment grooms children to set boundaries for them that make them grow more in life? Let's take Nigeria for example. Over the 2 million Nigerians that live in North America, 1.8 million of them were interviewed, and all these people are successful people, generating 6.1% of our GDP. That is 26.63 billion dollars in amount. Don't you know this is a plus for Nigeria? When they were interviewed, they made it clear that it is the upbringing that they got in Nigeria from corporal punishment and harsh punishment that made them go this far in life. Let's move to increased aggression. One of the best armies in the world, the US Army, are trained by corporal punishment, and yet they are not aggressive. It is just depending on the mindset we have. Corporal punishment by Elizabeth Gershoff made it clear that it is administered by parents, and we have to look at it from the parents' angle. How frequently they use it, how forcefully they administer it, how emotionally aroused when they do it, and whether they mix it with other techniques. I didn't say that corporal punishment cannot be mixed with other techniques. What I'm talking about here is that in a child's life, whether as a kid or as an adult, there will be times that you need to be corrected by corporal punishment. You said it is an ineffective way. Do you believe... Oh, let's come to a very normal basis here. My moderator, you and I, there will definitely be a time in your life that you were flogged by your parents. Maybe because you did something. I am a living testimony to that. My parents flogged me for what I do, and it's because I did it. And I received that. I'm corrected once and for all. And I would like to close by saying that the government should not criminalize corporal punishment, but should just curb it, mix it with other methods. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. All right. Give you a few seconds there. So I'm also going to give you my other few seconds. Thank you very much, Chiagozi. Imala, the stage is yours.
Spare the rod and spoil the child. Do you know that the scripture says that parents should not also provoke their children, because this is also a sin? The rod used in that context does not literally mean that sticks or irons or belt or any dangerous weapon should be used on that children. What this rod is meaning is that words of advice, word of encouragement, and even word of admonishment. You said rebellious. Do you like... Chiagozi, I would love to ask you one question.
Speaking to your mic.
Would you like, if a teacher inflicts or your parent inflicts a life pain on you or something or a scar that you never want to ever remember any past deed again? It also allows timidity to set in. When those children remember what they did and their past experiences, and this also traumatizes them. Moral discipline. How many children do you think that after corporal punishment have been implemented on them that their lives have changed for the better? The answer to this question is either none or few. Because while implementing this, it gives them a very bad state of mind. You said it does not degrade their IQ. How did you know that? Because statistics prove that 109,000 students are brutalized and beaten daily by their teachers in schools, or even their caregivers also brutalize them, and drastically rising from that rate to 163,333 students on a daily basis, rising from the 2011 to till now, which is now 10 years. Of course, corporal punishment should be abolished, increase the aggression. Do you know that when a teacher is flogging a child, that teacher will be very anxious, anxiety sets in, aggression sets in, antisocial behavior sets in, which leads to vandalism, which leads to poor school attention, which leads to poor increased span in class. Attentiveness will not be there. Do you also know that corporal punishment has also led a girl named Oyinye Abariwe, a 14-year-old student in Imo State, losing her sight because of corporal punishment? Why? Just for coming late to school. Petty things are being treated like they fell the whole of the world on their head. No. I strongly disagree, because corporal punishment is not a way of correcting children. I hope with this conjunct point of mine, I'll be able to brain feed you and not to brainwash you that corporal punishment should be criminalized. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, well done.
Lagos, we're streaming live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. We're also streaming live on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. My debaters have made very interesting points today. They have marshaled their points, but I always say that there can only be one. And so we're going to collate the results, and we're going to see who has won this round and who has made it into our final semi-final spot. You'll be joining Tamvita Koshik, you'll be joining Emmanuel Busari, you'll be joining Uchechukwu Golding in the semi-finals. Let me remind you again that obiweezy.com has gifts lined up for the final three students standing by November 25th, 2020. A big thank you to obiweezy.com. You can visit their branches in Ikeja, in Lekki, in Abuja. Their website is, you guessed it, obiweezy.com. Obiweezy is spelled O-B-I-W-E-Z-Y. obiwizi.com. And you can visit their website, and of course, you can check out all the things that they have, some of which will be going to my students next week, Thursday. All right, it's time for results. The results are in. Let's take a look. Let's see how you both did. In the presentation round, Emanuela, as a supporter, scored 7 points. Chiagozie scored 4 points. Presentation style, Emanuela scored 3 points. Chiagozie scored 5 points. During the rebuttal round, Emanuela scored 3 points. Chiagozie scored 1 point. During the rebuttal, as far as your styles were concerned, Emanuela scored 2 points. Chiagozie scored 4 points. With 1 point only, Emanuela Nadi moves on to the semi-final match. Congratulations to you, Emanuela. Well done. Thank you both for a wonderful debate. But I keep saying that there can only be one winner. Chiagozie, thank you so much for your time. You put up a fantastic fight. You put up a stunning fight. Well done. Good job. We're going to do this again sometime soon, and I hope that we see you. The next tournament will start in March. So I hope that you apply, and I hope that you get in. But congratulations to both of you. Well done. Good job. Well done. I'm sure your family members are waiting for you downstairs. You can go down and meet them while we talk to Lagos about how both of you have performed during this debate today. But congratulations again, Chiagozie. Congratulations again, Emmanuel. I hope I see Emmanuel next week. All right. Now, on Monday, at 4 p.m., Tamvita Kaushik, 13 years old, will be facing Emmanuel Afolaring Busari, 12 years old, right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info, which means that Emanuela Nadi will be facing Uchechukwu Golden on Tuesday at 4 p.m. for the semifinals. That's how it's going to go next week. But Lagos, give us a call and share your thoughts. 01465-7190. If you're a woman, call that number. 01465-7190 for women. And for men, 0700-993-993-993. You can also tell us what you think on Facebook and on WhatsApp. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello, good afternoon, Santa.
Good afternoon to you, ma'am. What's your name?
This is Julian. So I'm calling from Yanapaja.
Good to have you on the show.
Oh, man. I'm so, so pained that Chiagozie had to leave this. I was really rooting for him to go to the next round.
Yeah.
I really loved his debate.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for him since last week.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's so, so painful he had to leave.
But yeah.
I really, really loved
him. 1 point. 1 point only. It's sad,
oh
but it is what
so
it is.
Sad.
Thank you.
Thank you for this. Thank you so much for this.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Hopefully he applies again next year and he gets in. We've got Progress Uchenna, who says, congrats, Emanuela. Austin Ikemefuna says he's Team Tamvita and says, let's go again next week. Kumakbai Kayode says he didn't mention enough points. He lost on that ground. Azubike Norile is on the line, but unfortunately, we have a break coming up, so I can't speak to Azubike. Azubike, you have to call us back. Remember, of course, that I am available on social media, Sandra Ezekwesili, S. Ezekwesili. But congratulations again to Emanuela. And congratulations to Chiagozie. Well done to both of them. They put up such a good fight, and it was great. It was fantastic. It made for good radio.